Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Adam Hogue says...
Adam Hogue, Bears Insider.
What's up, everyone? My name's Adam Hogue.
Host of the Hogue and Johns podcast.
This is like a kitchen sink game for the Ravens. They have to win this. Like, this is like a playoff game for them. They can't fall to 1-6 and expect to make the playoffs, realistically, even in that division.
Adam Hogue.
Adam Hoagie or Hogue, excuse me. I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
With Raheemi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
We love talking football with Adam Hogue. Adam is a man of many talents. He is of the CHGO podcast, Hogue and Johns. He is also on CHGO throughout the week. And he was a special teams coach for Mount Carmel, which, Marshall, you have the call of a game involving them and Loyola this weekend.
Big game on the U tonight, 6:30. It's Mount Carmel. It's Loyola. You already know what it is. Mount Carmel defending three-time state champions. Loyola defending three-time state champions. Two teams will enter. One will leave as the Catholic League blue champion.
That's a tough one. And you have a... This is a big weekend in high school football in general.
1 p.m. tomorrow. Yeah. We've got Morgan Park. We've got Simeon. These two teams don't like each other down at Gately Stadium.
Simeon and Morgan Park is an incredible rivalry. You get to do that one, too.
1 p.m. tomorrow. We're back on the U. And then if you like that, you'll love this. 8 p.m. The IHSA High School Playoff Selection Show.
I used to host that show on NBC Sports Chicago.
Steve Soucy. Edgy Tim O'Halloran.
Steve, Edgy Tim.
We're about to get busy.
Oh, I used to do it with Dave Bernhardt, too. He was a part of it.
Oh, yeah. I love Dave.
Oh, man. It was a fun show. We had a panel of really good high school football experts, too. That was the best way to not only learn how to properly say all the names in the state of Illinois.
I have a spreadsheet.
Yes, but also just, we always got to watch kids make the playoffs. It was so much fun. And there's nothing like that. You can't do this anywhere where kids waited to watch TV and we told them who they were going to end up playing in the playoffs. That was something else.
There will be watch parties in every corner of the state to see who they are playing. And where they are playing and what's going on.
Adam Hogue joins us now via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Yeah, before we get to Bears football talk with you, Adam, as somebody who used to be an assistant coach on a high school team for Carmel, you know, this is a wonderful time for high school football.
It is. Last weekend of the regular season, a lot of good games tonight, including
ours, we got Carmel and Fenwick, two really good teams, a lot of good players. They're going to be playing at the next level. You got Loyola and Mount Carmel tonight, too. So, and it's starting to really feel like football weather out there, too. I know it's going to be cold as all these games get played tonight, but I think that just makes it, it feels like playoff season.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun for sure. So good luck to your team as well this week. And good luck, hopefully, in the playoffs, too. I don't want to jump the gun, so I'm just going to say hopefully and, you know, wink and smile. Let's get back to the Bears, Adam. We spent the previous segment talking about not just the Roquan trade, but then also how that shook out after that. You know, Roquan Smith goes to the Ravens. We talked about how the picks turned into Jervon Dexter and Noah Sewell. Important on the defense, but not exactly the same. We know what the Bears did with that other second-round pick of theirs for Chase Claypool. How do you look back at it now that a few years have passed and then knowing what Roquan is doing in Baltimore?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's been a three-time All-Pro for them, a really, really good player. I don't know that he was quite playing that level earlier in the season before he got hurt, but he was still playing at a, you know, a high enough level that, you know, certainly on the Ravens side of things, they feel good about the trade. It's been a win for them. I think the it's a little bit more murky on the Bears side, and probably even up until a couple weeks ago, it would have been hard to make an argument to say that, you know, it's been a home run by any means, especially when you look at it just depends on how you look at it, because when you think about those draft picks, and Noah Sewell's playing much better this year, Jervon Dexter isn't quite the player you're hoping you're getting in the second round, but he's still become, I think, a pretty good solid starter for this team this year. And then remember, with the money, you were able to turn that money into two linebackers in Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards. Now, up until a couple weeks ago, when all of these guys were kind of playing together and TJ came back and Tremaine took this jump, now that he's been playing in his new linebacker position, I think anybody would have said, well, the Ravens won this trade. But now it's finally starting to look like what I think the game plan was by letting Roquan, by making that trade. If you can make an argument that you turn that into four starters, then you feel pretty good about it, even if none of them are all pros. But now, all of a sudden, Tremaine Edmonds is looking like an all pro the last few weeks. So if he can maintain that, and you already know TJ Edwards is a pretty good player, and if Jervon Dexter can continue to climb and get better, then I think there is an argument to be made that this was a win-win trade for both sides.
Adam, looking at the injury report and the way it looks right now, it looks like we're going to have some maybe alternate recommendations for who should be doing what in the secondary for the Bears. What do you see as the plan going forward if Tyrique Stevenson can't go?
Well, I think it's going to be fascinating as to how these coaches handle it. And I'm really excited about the coaching matchup in this game. I think you have a lot of well-established good coaches, and there's going to be a little bit of a cat and mouse game. The Ravens run pretty much 12 personnel with two tight ends as any team in the league, more than the Bears even do. They're third. It's almost half of their snaps that they'll have two tight ends on the field. And if the Bears want to counter by just staying in base defense, remember they're getting Noah Sewell back this week after he missed last week with a concussion. Well, last week, after Tyrique Stevenson got hurt and the Bears were in their base defense, Kyler Gordon was not on the field. They took Nick McCloud and put him on at outside corner, most likely because that's what his role in practice has been, to be able to be a backup that can cover outside or inside in the slot. He's done both. But you just can't have Kyler Gordon not on the field in this game, in my opinion. So how Dennis Allen gets creative, does he just keep their nickel personnel on the field? Does he let Kyler Gordon play outside in base personnel? I don't know how it's all going to go, but all I know is that number six needs to be on the field because he's one of your better players. So it's going to be an interesting personnel game within the game on every single down, how that's communicated on the sidelines, through the headsets, matching up correctly. And remember, I might be the only guy that comes on here and talks about a fullback this week, but Patrick Ricard is a really, really good fullback. He's back healthy, and he really changes things in the running game. So if you do go lighter with Kyler Gordon out there, sort of a hybrid nickelback linebacker type player going up against when they go to with two backs in the backfield with Ricard, that's a guy coming downhill that I don't know that you want having Tyler Gordon matched up on. So that's where this gets really super interesting, especially in the running game. And I can't wait to see how Dennis Allen handles it because the Bears are going to be shorthanded if Tyreek Stevenson can't play.
No, I agree, Adam. This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. That's why, I mean, for many, many years in the NFL and in college football and in high school football, a fullback was critical. And when you use them properly, especially when you do want to establish that run game, when it is so crucial to how Baltimore can try to win the game, I think that that is an absolutely good point to make, especially when the matchups might favor them because of the injuries. Adding to that, though, we talked about the propensity for how Derrick Henry started the season with 3 fumbles in 3 games. I can see the Bears looking at that tape and being like, we need to do this again.
Yeah, I mean, and it's already been a good emphasis for them. They've been able to knock the ball out. But what a weird thing that's happened. This has not been an issue for Derrick Henry in his career. And then all of a sudden it became a major issue. And you can even argue that this team has 1 or 2 more wins, and their season looks completely different right now if he doesn't fumble a couple of those balls early on in the season. So, and I'm not just saying that because he's on my fantasy team too. it's a weird thing for Derrick Henry. I'm sure he's been doing everything possible to fix that issue and get back to doing what he does. I think if you're defensively, you just kind of keep doing what you're doing. You've been trying to go after the football. You continue to do that. But you can also get in a lot of trouble with Derrick Henry if you're going after the ball and not doing everything you can to bring him down, which I think is part of the reason why he hasn't fumbled a lot in his career. It's always, if you're the first guy in and you're going after the ball, that's a gamble to begin with. But when you're doing it against Derrick Henry, who's hard to tackle, they can really cost you. So, I mean, I still think it's the smart move is if you're the first guy in, you do everything you can to bring him down. You're the second guy in, you go after the ball.
He is Adam Hogue, the host of CHGO Bears and the Hogue and Johns podcast. He joins us here on Raheem Harris and Grody. This segment brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Colston Loveland, unlocked? You tell me, Adam.
Well, I do like it where he's been trending the last couple games since he's been back. I liked what he did on Sunday. I like that the Bears have trusted him in a couple big moments in these games. He had the big catch to help set up the field goal in Washington. And then last week wasn't the biggest gamble in the world because they were up 2 scores, but it was still a little bit of a bold move to go for it on 4th down there at the end of the game just to finish off the Saints. And they ran the play to Colston Loveland, and Caleb put the ball where it needed to be, where Colston could catch it low and just go down and seal the victory. And then meanwhile, I think his blocking's been pretty good. He had a big key block on Kyle Manunga's run near the goal line. So he's holding up well in that aspect as a rookie. So even though it is frustrating at times to turn on the Indianapolis Colts and see what Tyler Warren already is, I'm still pretty optimistic that Colston Loveland can get going. And I think there needs to be a good emphasis from Ben Johnson to do that. Now, this week probably brings a little bit more of an opportunity for him if Cole Kmet can't play, just in terms of target share and obviously snaps. So I would think that this, and also the matchup, the Ravens haven't been very good defending tight ends this season. So I think there's opportunities for this to be a Colston Loveland breakout game, and we'll see if that comes to fruition on Sunday.
It would be even nicer if it were in the red zone, for example. Tight end touchdown is usually the sign of a healthy offense. Adam, what do you think of just the red zone offense discussion that the Bears have had with the media lately?
Yeah, I mean, look, the red zone is, it always takes extra time in practice. There's a couple interesting comments. I mean, one that's not surprising, but it is, we've all heard this before, but I liked how Caleb described it the other day, just talking about how, you know, when everyone says it's tighter in the red zone, it's tighter in the red zone. Okay, yeah, we all know that. But what does that mean? Well, he specifically brought up how defensive backs don't have to drop as far, right? So there's less risk in what they're doing because there's less space. So if they do make a mistake, there's a greater margin for error where they can still recover, because instead of having to make up 15 yards, it's more like 5 yards, right? So I think everybody can kind of understand that. What I thought was interesting was Ben Johnson talking about it earlier in the week, and kind of how this is something we kind of work on later in the week, and maybe it doesn't get the same amount of attention. And I'm paraphrasing right now. So maybe they just need to spend a little bit more time in practice working on the red zone, as weird as that sounds, because it is such a crucial area on the field, and you got to be really dialed in, because the defense can make a mistake and still recover. So we'll see if that improves. It needs to improve. A good thing to always rely on, though, in the red zone is the run game. And I think that's what we've seen in the run game from the Bears the last couple weeks is encouraging, that they can rely on that a little bit more. The last thing you want to be is where the Houston Texans were Monday night. If anybody stayed up for that game and they're knocking on the door in the end zone, but they can't run the ball at all. The Seahawks were just, their front was just pushing them back every single play. They couldn't run the ball. So the ball had to be in the hands of C.J. Stroud, who wasn't even really playing that well. And everybody basically knew that they were going to have to throw it. That's a bad spot to be in, the low red area, and they really struggled there.
We're talking to Adam Hogue of CHGO, the Hogue and Johns podcast, and CHGO Bears, which makes you just think of, like, Bears in general. I know it's the actual vertical, like it's the place where you can find the articles and the shows every day, but it just sounds funny when you just say CHGO Bears.
Well, some people would argue that Greg Braggs is an actual Bear. So
he's bullish on the Bears, but he's like a teddy bear.
He is a teddy bear.
Adam, I'm curious, who did you pick to win this weekend, and tell me why?
Oh, man, I just had to do this. We just recorded Hogue and Johns. It's coming out at noon. And while I do think there is some momentum here, and I realize as we're talking that the tweet's coming out of Baltimore on
injury report?
Well, not the injury report yet, but just what Lamar was doing at the beginning of practice. He is practicing again. There does seem to be... I've been operating on the impression all week that he's going to play, because he has to play. This is just too big of a game for them. And they're openly saying, Todd Monken, their offensive coordinator yesterday, saying, well, basically it's up to Lamar. You know, if he says he's good to go, then we're going to play him. Well, that basically is telling you their doctors are saying he's healthy enough to play. So if you're a player, how could you not play in this game when it matters so much?
Wait,
they have to win it.
Adam, well, what we know is Lamar has a history of slow playing issues like this, going back years.
According to the writers out of Baltimore, too, just so everybody's aware, this is from The Athletic. Lamar Jackson was on the practice field for the third straight day. The only Raven not practicing was left tackle Ronnie Stanley, and that's a big deal, but Ronnie had been a full participant this week, so that's the latest.
Well, and Marshall, to your point, not only did he sort of have a history of this, they're playing the Dolphins in Miami on Thursday, and that's a place he really cares about. So, if I'm a Ravens fan, I'd be really frustrated if the team has cleared my quarterback to play on Sunday and he's like, no, I need a few days to get to Miami. It's a weird situation. But these are weird times in Baltimore. The heat is up on these coaches. As weird as that sounds, John Harbaugh's kind of come under fire. They're putting the pressure on Lamar, it sounds like, to play on Sunday, and it's still in doubt. This is a long way of me saying, though, when you asked me for my prediction, I think he's going to be limited regardless. So even if he's playing, it doesn't sound like the Lamar Jackson running threat is going to be the same that it usually is, and that can have an effect on the entire offense as a whole. I still think this is a desperate team, kitchen sink type of game, and I don't think we can overlook some of the mistakes the Bears continue to make. The penalties are piling up. Caleb's accuracy has to be better. Not to mention that I actually think the Ravens defense played better in their last game out against the Rams, and they're getting healthier. So and when it's all said and done, I am picking the Ravens to win 24-21 in a close one. I do think that 6.5-point spread, though, is way too much, and I would at least pick the Bears to cover.
That's a fair assessment, Adam. All of that makes a lot of sense. And yeah, it's a shame when the injury report dictates a lot of what we're trying to figure out with this game, but it really is the X factor to all of this.
Yeah, and two, like, I think the Bears will continue what they're doing from a turnover standpoint, but the margin right now between, I think the Ravens are -7 in turnover differential, the Bears are +11. The Ravens only have one interception on the season. The Bears have 11. I just, in some, this is more of a gut feeling, but this just feels like a game where that corrects itself a little bit both ways. It's just, I love that the Bears' goal, and Adam Johns with a great story out this morning on the what Al Harris is teaching in the secondary and how their goal is to get 4 interceptions every single game, which is a lofty goal. That's hard to do every single week. So I it's hard for me to be totally on board that the Bears are going to be like +4 in the turnover margin again on Sunday. If they are, great. They will definitely win the game. But I just have a little bit of a worry on the road in Baltimore that that might correct itself a little bit.
Yeah, agreed. Adam, thanks so much for taking the time and happy high school football season.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy all the football this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. That was Adam Hoge. Of course, you can catch his work with CHGO Bears, Bear, and Greg Braggs. He's a part of that, too. Hoge and John podcast as well. Coming up next, we have no Mark Grody today, but we will take you inside the locker room. DJ Moore had a very good conversation with reporters that we want to share with you. And also, Kevin Byard talked to Herb Howard about some things. So we'll do all that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The School.
Foot.
The premier
locker room
show in Chicago, inside the
locker room.
Wow.
Every Friday we tend to do this because Mark Grody will share what he found inside the Bears locker room. Unfortunately, Mark, not in today. But you still have Raheemy and Grody. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score. Marshall Harrison, Layla with you. Mark Grody sending us sound, but he is not going to be with us to introduce us. But we thought that we should still have some inside the locker room with you. Because Mark got us this sound, and it's always typically fun. So we wanted to share it in this segment.
There is some fun stuff. I'm impressed with Mark's ability to weave in and out of that locker room and get various tales from various players. I guess it's a lot easier, though, when they've won four in a row for people to be out here yapping away.
It's a happier locker room. And I actually want to start with a video that put a smile on our faces from our friend Herb Howard of the Bigs Media. This is from the Herb Howard Show. He and Kevin Byard are holding cute little mini microphones and just having a nice little chat with each other inside the Bears locker room. But the subject matter is very good.
Obviously, I've had a couple years where I haven't had the ball production that I'm used to having. But at the end of the day, it's always been there. You know what I mean? And I've been a proponent of the simple fact that I know I can ball. And, you know, around the locker room, like guys like Zay, I know he ain't been playing, but he called me Unk. And it's just funny. And I always got a joke with him, like, Unk is still hoop now. So don't get it messed up. So, but nah, man, it's just like you said, man, just trusting my preparation. And obviously, I think DA's been putting me in a great position to make those plays. And I think I'm going to continue to make them. I got 3 interceptions this year right now. And it's definitely and counting. So hopefully I can get to my record that I had a couple years ago. I'm trying to get the 8, honestly. So that's the goal. I'm trying to get the 8 picks, trying to get that record. So that's what I'm working towards.
You know, as somebody who is over the age of 40, I feel like we've talked a lot about Unk in the NFL quite a bit these days, whether it's Joe Flacco, Aaron Rodgers, for example. We called it the Unk Bowl. They ended up calling it the Icy Hot Bowl last week. NFL old is a little bit older, younger than, say, basketball or I'd say baseball at this point.
Get Your Affairs in Order Bowl was my favorite.
Affairs in Order Bowl was the funniest one. Kevin Byard is 32, but you can just tell that
32.
Was 32. I mean, that is ridiculous to be called Unk. But in an NFL locker room, it does make sense. He has 4 interceptions to his name. That is currently tied for the league lead with Devin Lloyd of Jacksonville.
He's halfway there.
I just like the vibe. Like, you could tell from the video, you can see it on Herb's Twitter. It's a fun locker room to be in right now, and these are the fun conversations you get to have.
The great part about it is, if you watch the video as opposed to just listen to it, the relaxed and looseness. Now, that's 2 things. One, Herb is a great interviewer in general, whether
they're just chatting like
Yeah, whether it's press conference fashion, whether it's with tiny mics, people love talking to Herb because he's just a great interviewer. But the other thing is, watching Kevin Byard, I was like, this man is so far from removed, from what I saw from him last year when he had to talk. It is so much less painful to hear Kevin Byard talk now compared to a year ago when they were going through the midst of a 10-game losing streak.
Well, and he, you know, think about how he got here. He was a veteran safety. He was available, got signed to the team. If you're a veteran safety signed to an NFL team, you're expected to kind of be a leader going in, right? The team wanted you. You didn't come up with them. That was a free agent acquisition. And he is, to them, one of the older players in the locker room. I say that with a smile, but that is the case at 32. So you consider all of that and you put it together. I'm sure there was some responsibility that he put on himself. And to be able to come away with 4 interceptions already and have that kind of attitude, I think that's a good thing. These are the kind of conversations you get when guys are winning. The players really like talking, and we get more information, too, because of it.
More than just having the 4 interceptions, it's the fact that since losing the games to Minnesota, Detroit, he's had the 4 interceptions in the last over the course of the last 4 games. And it's kind of the tipping point to what's gone so right for them during this 4-game winning streak.
Absolutely. Tipping point is a good
because, you know, tips and overthrows, we got to have those.
There were some of those, absolutely. DJ Moore also talked about how to help the offense that leads to their first down celebrations and what they do.
What are the biggest fixes in the red zone for you guys?
Score touchdowns instead of use field goals. We got some touchdown dance that we needed to get off the board. So just like our first down that's going viral, we need the touchdowns to go viral. We had OZ, but that was dangerous, so we're not going to do that one again. Who choreographs? Jade. We give it to Jade.
Is that a Kobe Bryant shout out for first down?
Yes. Yes, it is. We've been having a debate on who really came up with it, me or Jade, and I just not going to get into it. Huh?
OZ?
OZ didn't come up with that. You think OZ came up with that?
That's the first person I've seen do it.
He's the first person you've seen do it?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Matt Olamide Zaccheaus getting all the shade.
I like DJ's offended that Olamide was the first one people saw.
You think OZ came up with that? You think he's the mastermind behind what we're doing out here?
It was Roma Dunze chiming in with that nugget there.
Oh, Roma's the one who said OZ? One,
yeah. That's how Mark Grody described it yesterday. That was Rome that chimed in there.
Wait, so Rome was saying to DJ?
Yeah, he's saying to
he
DJ
was in the background.
OZ?
That's so funny. Oh, my God.
The whole thing, the exchange is it's great.
Well, and again, it just sheds some more light on what you know them to be as a team. Like, if people think, oh, is there some jealousy between those two because they're fighting for receptions? No, it's the exact opposite, where they're partying after the games. You know, like, the Bears show the videos on their social media. You can see those two high-five after the games. Rome is messing with DJ about who's doing the celebrations.
The Bears coach last year, Matt Eberflus, had the bold claim to say that, quote, our culture is awesome. Do we finally have the Bears with an awesome culture?
I would say that winning is the best way to lead to good culture, and happy players will lead to that as well. But that's teamwork. And you know what's really funny? You know how I feel about this. Football is choreography. So it does not surprise me that they have choreographed routines that they want to get off for some of these touchdowns. And I think that that is an excellent motivation. You don't spend all that time in a routine to not show it. That's not how this works. So I need them to use that choreography time to their advantage and show off some of these TD celebrations.
Isn't there like a choreographed shuffle of some kind in the Bears history? Does that exist?
I believe it does. Watch out. You're infringing on copyright territory.
No. I've just said a shuffle of some kind.
We're here to choreograph shuffle.
Listen, I'm just saying it because, you know, there's the Cupid shuffle. There's other shuffles. And if the choreography is going here, imagine what they could do in the future.
Yeah, 847 is correct. DJ OZ and Swift are all Philly guys. And he's right about Olamide Zaccheaus, by the way. That was hilarious how he vaulted over everybody and just threw his body over them standing up for the touchdown celebration.
You're saying that's too dangerous?
That is very dangerous.
There's actually a clip of him doing that in Washington as well. So it seems like it's a bit that he's doing, which
I
love.
But how that is hard to stay healthy when you're doing one of those. You're basically doing a giant midair body roll.
I love it. I love all of it. And I think the culture is healthy now. It's a good culture.
Our culture is awesome.
And I want to say this.
That's actually true.
Wins are a shortcut to the culture. You just need to make sure that if you're saying wins lead to a better culture, steps are not skipped. That's
also
all I'm saying.
Some people had fun with the Roquan Smith being so motivated. He was just also going to sack former Bears quarterbacks.
Oh, what they got?
Richie Rich said, I want Roquan to sack Cutler. And I said, could have saved him from a DWI. And then he replied, I don't think anybody could save Cutler from being Cutler.
Oh, okay.
Nah, that's enough. Jay Cutler is inevitable to himself.
He is inevitable one way or another. I will say that about the cut man.
Cutler gonna Cutler.
Cutler gonna Cutler.
Yeah, that's it.
We know what we call that? Forget about tomfoolery. We call that cutlery.
Oh, man. That's a good one.
Yeah.
We also take you inside the Ravens locker room. Are we allowed to do that? Is it inside the bird cage or something silly? Like, what would they call it? You can't really cage a raven. Isn't that kind of like antithetical?
Wait, did they strip away fun names for the locker room too, besides the pinball machine and all that?
Also, yeah, that sounds really suspect. You can't get away with saying you've misplaced a large machine.
You can't cage a raven. You can't quote a raven anymore. Like, there's so many things you can't do with a raven.
Did you just try to say you can't quote the raven nevermore? God, this is awful.
Why is it awful?
Kyle Hamilton has information for us on Caleb Williams. Let's listen to what he had to say as he's scouting him for Sunday.
He's super talented. I mean, number one pick for a reason. Can make all the throws on the field. Probably one of the best outside of Lamar at keeping a play alive and creating stuff on the move and off schedule plays. And I think their offense as a whole is very talented, top to bottom. I know they kind of revamped the O-line a little bit, so they're blocking well and got some young receivers and tight ends who are really good. And Swift and everybody back there is running the ball really well. So it's a challenge. They're rolling too, so props to them. I think they started 0-2 and they won 4 straight, if I'm not wrong. And so it's up to us to go out there on Sunday and put out the fire and light our fire.
Without getting into specifics, that man sounds like a very educated Baltimore Ravens football fan, because he just described what they're going up against this week in the same way that a fan would describe it.
Well, and then he also said, we want to put out their fire and light ours. So you can tell what the mentality is for the Ravens going into this. It's exactly what you think it is. Season is on the line, whether or not they like it, whether or not you want to admit it in week 8. And the best get right game for them is going to be the next one. And for them, that's playing the Bears on Sunday.
I blow out other people's candles so my light shines brighter. That's what they want to do.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do when you're literally an opponent. You know, that is literally the plan. But I feel like that's what we had. Jaquan Brisker's on Twitter today.
Oh, what'd he say?
One of the, apparently somebody posted today's the 3 years anniversary of Jaquan Brisker's first interception as a Bear. So he got to celebrate it. Also, I hope he's happy with his role in the defense right now.
Closer to the line of scrimmage. Unlock me.
Here's the issue. You can't do that when not everybody's healthy. Like, right now, if Tyrique Stevenson isn't healthy on Sunday, you can't be using both Gordon and Brisker on these blitz looks or threatens of blitz or stunts.
But I want them to use both Gordon and Brisker.
I need part of my secondary to actually defend in the secondary.
Back there?
Yes.
I want to be up here where all the fun's happening.
I, as a human, still respect Zay Flowers.
Okay, that's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't necessarily know if it's going to be as much line of scrimmage action for them this Sunday, depending on Tyrique Stevenson's health. Also this Sunday, join the Score in Circus Sports Illinois at Timothy O'Toole's Pub in Gurnee. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully have our pregame show from 9 to noon, then have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Baltimore. That is Sunday at Timothy O'Toole's in Gurnee, sponsored by Circus Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be. Coming up next, it is halftime. Joe Flacco examines what looks like a struggle to some, but I think for many people in our target demographic of men 25 to 54, they're going to appreciate this. So we'll do it next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
It is halftime on this Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We spent the first hour talking about what I think are the real X factors in Sunday's game. Can you force Derrick Henry to fumble? Can you stop Derrick Henry from getting past the linebackers?
Maybe.
I don't want Kevin Byard and his 32, perhaps, unk self to be tackling Derrick Henry all the time. I don't need that in my life.
Seems like an injury concern.
That, too. We also talked about the Bears' red zone offense, and then we talked about all of this with Adam Hoge as well.
It's halftime.
Oh, and we took you inside the locker room. So we have to have some fun with Joe Flacco, who is pretty much a bachelor right now in Cincinnati.
Whoa. We're not going to put that out there.
No, like, give me a second. Did you think I was just going to leave it and walk away and be like, hey, world, Joe Flacco
is
single?
Well, when you say pretty much a bachelor, that's...
Listen to this. His wife, Dana, and their five kids together are all back home in New Jersey. Because when you have five kids, they go to school and stuff. You just can't be shipping them around the country. So Joe is living the bachelor life, and... That means that he has gone out because maybe you don't want to cook. You don't have time for it. You're like trying to prep and learn all this different offense that you're playing under now with Cincy. So he's been dining alone out and about in Cincinnati, which to me sounds like pain. But to many men in his situation, it is a different experience.
I think there's always a challenge of sitting in a room by yourself and being lonely. So for me, it's trying to find ways to maybe stay over here a little bit longer and then, you know, just kind of take myself out of that mindset, call home, go sit at a restaurant by myself and realize that, man, that's pretty enjoyable to do. there's not too many situations. I tell people all the time, I mean, I used to see guys sitting at a bar by themselves or, you know, just sitting by themselves eating and grabbing a little meal. And I'm like, man, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, you almost want to go join him. And now I realize, like, that dude was in heaven. And not to say that that's obviously not what I want. I'd rather be at home sitting at the dinner table with my kids and hearing what the hell they were talking about all day. But if you have to do it, then you might as well take advantage of it. So, you know, just little things like that.
Sounds like some quiet dad time to me.
Hearing what the hell my kids are talking about. That's what the man said, right? He tried to couch it, but we all know how he really felt. He was like, duh, peace and quiet.
Poor Dana. She's out there raising the five kids.
Five is a lot, okay? Like, I'm trying to picture five. I'm one of three.
I'm one of four, so I kind of see that.
Yeah, so once you get past two, once you're playing what they call zone defense, because more than two, you're outnumbered by the kids. And so he's got a break from that. And I'm sure Dana has plenty of help. They're not thousandaires out here. They're multimillionaires. You can get a nanny, whatever. But for him to admit what I've been trying to get people to understand, the earlier in life you learn how to do things by yourself, the better your life will become.
Now, listen, I'll go to a movie by myself when I go watch a movie, which is rare. I'll go fly by myself. I'll do a lot of stuff. But hanging out at a social establishment, sitting by myself, eating at a bar is not something I'm going to do.
What do you mean fly by yourself?
A lot of people, well, the Twitch chat talked about like flying by yourself being a thing. That's how I get places. Yeah. So
doesn't everybody, I mean, are you saying you're going not with someone on a trip somewhere? Like,
correct. I'm big on meeting people there. I don't necessarily travel with people to places.
Yeah, I thought that was normal. Like, most people who travel by themselves at some point.
It's all good. Like, it's good to have the discussion as a whole.
Well, some people like the whole fun of going as a group and getting there. The way, you know, going to eat at the airport together. And people like the whole experience with their friends.
People are eating at the airport by choice?
I mean, I've known people to do it.
Hey, there's some good spots. First of all, McDonald's is at O'Hare, and anytime I want to treat myself.
Marshall, you and I had a great airport meal.
McDonald's at O'Hare is a flex.
I'm with Marshall. Airport restaurants are trash.
They're not trash. It's just
the Publican is good at O'Hare. I've been to the Publican.
I just feel like by the time you have to go early enough just to get through security. Like, I'm leaving my house maybe an hour and a half before the flight is scheduled to
you
take
going
off.
To Midway or O'Hare?
Oh, no, that's to O'Hare.
Oh, that's risky business.
No, it's not. You know why? Because here's how I believe in flights. I believe that my plane should be there when I wake up in the morning. That's how I take the earliest flight every single time.
I bet you have
time.
Clear or something like that. You probably have clear.
I have TSA
pre-check. I have pre-check because I was on the selected list. And that takes a long time to fly. And then they're always like, I'm sorry, we can't check you in for some reason. You're going to have to wait in this two-hour line. Sucks.
And now you yell clear.
I don't have clear. I just have TSA pre-check.
Oh, my bad. She does not yell clear.
Reckless. I don't. I'm anti-clear because they use your eyeballs to scan it, and then they also just cut in front of everybody. Like, I hate them. Like, if I'm right,
you could
in
just
front,
become them if you became a part of
that
clear.
Stuff's expensive. I'm not doing clear.
Okay. All right. It's an investment. But the bottom line is Joe Flacco is out here eating by himself in peace, whether it's looking over his playbook, whether it's scrolling on Instagram, whether it's actually he's older, whether it's scrolling on Facebook, whether
hey, we're Joe Flacco age and we scroll on Instagram.
Yeah, but we play young. Like people wouldn't cast us in our.
I'm even on TikTok now.
I'm on TikTok too. Listen, the bottom line is there are a few things more
2025.
Peaceful than going to the bar of a restaurant, sitting at the bar, getting a well-prepared meal, being able to watch a little television, and just relaxing. Relaxing. But you don't feel the same way about that certain aspect, right?
And now for the rebuttal, we turn to Jamar Chase.
Have you done that? Gone to a restaurant by yourself and just been able to take a breath?
By myself?
Yeah.
Of course not.
If you,
I would never go eat by myself.
Why not?
I could do that at home.
If you walked into a restaurant and you saw Joe Flacco sitting there by himself, would you join him or just be like,
I would tell him, bro, we got to go get in the back room or something. You don't need to be in the front, you know?
That's that superstar Jamar Chase right there. That's that I'm second in the NFL in receiving yards Jamar Chase.
That's that I went to LSU. Do you understand how people bothered me around every corner every time I took a step into a room?
Bingo.
That's why I said back room. Like, I can't be out in public because I can't function because people are bothering me. I can't take 10 minutes to myself. Joe Flacco has the ability to look like a dad just out on a travel trip, and he's just stopped into your local pub. Like, that's the advantage of Joe Flacco.
See, I knew there would be some people here. 708, going to a baseball game alone is a great experience. Going to a movie alone is great. And then 217 says, as a 30-year-old girl dad of two, I feel you, Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's okay. I just am more Jamar Chase land. Now, I don't need a special room to dine. I just need people with me.
No, but Jamar Chase, I get Jamar Chase because he's just too famous. He's not as unassuming looking as Joe Flacco.
That was almost on the level of Roma Dunze being like, for the career?
For the career?
In a career?
I need more Roma Dunze just interludes in my life.
Well, I need like, more Roma Dunze touchdowns for my parlay.
That too. But like Rome is so funny on the Bears social media. Like just watch Rome being himself on their channels and he's really amusing. He's a bit of a comedian, that Rome.
Yeah, he's the opposite of Ben Johnson in public because Ben Johnson's out here on the sidelines. I don't know if you saw the... The mic'd up. He has no emotion.
The pen clicking.
He might be
the constant pen clicking.
He might be a problem. He might be a problem in more ways than one. Like a problem for opposing teams, but also I'm scared of Ben Johnson a little bit. You know, like we talked about at the beginning of the season. Like, are they a little bit scared of Ben Johnson? Like,
they should be.
Yeah,
that's how it should be.
Like he seems like you don't really know what to expect.
The combination of his intensity and absolutely zero chill with the math angle and then the sports angle and the football, it's really hard to argue against why that's not a good way to go through life. Other than your blood pressure and say, like, propensity for some sort of heart issue. But even then, are we living here? I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Same.
I'd like both.
But I'm not going to eat by myself at a place. It's just not happening.
Okay.
I can let us entertain you to go and stuff, but
you're missing out. You're missing out. I like the people to wash over me.
No, I'm like Jamar. I can do that at home.
The people can't wash over you at home.
I'm an extrovert. I get out anyway.
Oh, I'm an introvert, so.
We were bartending for people yesterday.
We were doing that.
Shout out to everybody who came and saw us, by the way, at Nisei Lounge. Sheriff Michael, one of our loyal score listeners, he came by. Thanks to Michael for stopping by and donating to our scholarship fund for the National Association of Black Journalists here in Chicago. That was great.
It was a pleasure. It was an hour of hard labor, but it wasn't really that hard. But, you know, I felt like I was doing things with the
gun. You were bartending. And shout out to Ray's former coworker for also saying hi to us.
Matt McGill, what's up, man? Love you.
Yeah, Matt McGill from WVON. We had a great time. So thanks to everybody who came out. Coming up next, it is 5 on It. We had a question on our text line. Why don't you guys talk hockey? Guess what? 5 on It's next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.